שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם כל שם, התעללו בשם כל שם. ישמח לבב של השם, ישמח לבב של השם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לבב של השם, ישמח לבב של השם.
שלום חברים, הקבוצות בתורנות היום, קבוצות אמריקה,
today are Latin American groups, Colombia, Chile, and let's hear from Colombia now.
Hola amigos, qué gran momento tenemos ante nosotros.
Oh friends, a great moment before us. We've been through some tremendous stages since the Desert Congress. We reached a new degree of mutual guarantee. And each time, another degree of the ego is revealed. You see how the deficiency and the pain, they grow in humanity through the different states. And gradually, we understand that we need correction. All of this is presented before us so that together we'll demand the force of bestowal. We need to show ourselves above the ego, and for that we have to attain connection that exists only outside of Egypt. So now, friends, we're asking to awaken these feelings between us in order to give contentment to the Creator. Let's not let go of this demand for connection between us and pass it to dissemination to humanity without any calculation to ourselves.
And we should read an excerpt from the sources. It is written, and they believed in the Lord and His servant Moses. We must know that the lights of Pesach, Passover, have the power to impart the light of faith. Yet do not think that the light of faith is something small, since greatness and smallness depend only on the receivers. Again, this is from Baal Sulam Shamari 41, what is greatness and smallness in faith? It is written, and they believed in the Lord and His servant Moses. We must know that the lights of Passover, Pesach, have the power to impart the light of faith. Yet do not think that the light of faith is something small, since greatness and smallness depend only on the receivers. Colombia.
Lo shomim.
Lo escucha.
Tov, az nishal et she'elat ha'sadna.
Felipe from Latin America. Go ahead, Felipe. Workshop question. What is the connection that can... What is the connection that the Pesach lights can bring us to humanity? What is the connection that the Pesach lights can bring to humanity?
I don't know exactly what the lights of Passover are, of Pesach. Perhaps it's a certain certain intensity at a certain time. I don't know. But I do know that we have our work that we need to do, most especially now with Pesach coming up, Passover. And this year, also, we have many, many kelim, many vessels for Passover, many friends who will want to come here, who will not be able to, from all over the world, and they have to remain where they are. So we have to do the utmost, whatever we can, in prayer and dissemination and connection, and now to enter the lesson as one vessel, and then the lights will come.
Lights of Pesach, every year they're felt as a great opportunity for connection, a great deal of disturbances, and ends with a great eruption of love of friends. Also, an opportunity to come out from an existing state to a new state. The world is now getting hit by the blows from Egypt to remind us, and I saw over myself yesterday that, well, the amazing lesson and the amazing work that we have between us during the day, Pharaoh doesn't want to let us leave Egypt, wants to stay in the current state, just so everything will calm down, we'll be able to go back to sleep. The Creator rattles the world because He's trying to bring us to a new world.
The effort to connect each one above his own ego into one collective lack, to find that collective lack that we all share within us, with which we can draw all of humanity after us, humanity which is suffering, it's very clear. And to always awaken ourselves towards connection and the intention.
To pass humanity the need for the exodus from Egypt, the need to come out of the usual place we know, and we have an opportunity here, small, actually not small, a great one, and all we have is to prepare the vessels, prepare the connections so it would pass to them in the best, simplest way.
Passover is the most exciting time of this of the year. Always there's some accompanying anxiety. Something always happens around Passover, here or outside of here. And as Rav Kook said, the exodus from Egypt will be the springtime for all the peoples. So we are now beginning to see that if we apply all this to ourselves, we will be able to carry everyone with us. It's truly a new degree. And we don't need to work on the lights. We need to work on the vessels, to have the lack, to live in faith, to live in connection and bestowal together with the whole of humanity. And that's it. Let the light come.
Yeah, the light, let the light come. That's a demand that we need to have in the heart, and to look for it all the time and ask Him, ask the Creator, what is that connection? How do we have to be? How should we arrange ourselves? How to make it for humanity? There's no clarity about the next step, but we want Him to organize us. We just want to exert in the request, in the demand, in the search for that place.
It's connection. A connection which is meant, it has the purpose of us asking the Creator to correct the relationships between us. And there are no special characteristics outside of that.
We need to pray and want this connection. We don't know exactly its shape, its form. We don't know what it is. We just know it's something our nature rejects. We need to jump above it into the ocean.
It's a connection that goes around the world with all the friends praying for humanity in order to bring contentment to the Creator.
And this connection has to accompany what's happening in the morning lesson. You feel that every day a new peace from that puzzle is coming down.
Chile, please.
Chile?
Chile.
Qué gran alegría poder estar en este momento en donde podemos trabajar con ambas líneas después de todos los congresos, después de todo.
Lesson now, where we can work in two lines after all the congresses and everything that's revealed, with the deficiency that is revealed and the darkness that obligates us to perform good deeds in order to give him contentment. So let's work on the connection between us and enter a silent workshop. We'll enter the lesson as one man in one heart. Ask for the Upper One to give us the force of bestowal for the sake of the correction of humanity and to give him contentment. Again, we enter the lesson as one man in one heart. We ask the Upper One to give us the force of bestowal for the sake of the correction of humanity and to give him contentment. A silent workshop.
Bezot ani botea, bezot ani botea.